This is a reading from Proverbs. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She's like the ships of the merchant. She brings food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maiden. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hands to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. And that next to the last sentence certainly fits Marilyn. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that was Marilyn. We met here at New Hope, and our friendship really got going when both of our husbands had a heart problem in the same year. And my husband was actually going to the hospital for cardiac rehab when David ended up in the emergency room at St. Peter's. So we would stop to see David, and he was actually in a medically induced coma for a while, and it was a really difficult time, and that's when Marilyn and I really bonded. And thereafter, every Sunday at church, we'd usually get together after church and look at our calendars and see if we could have coffee or have lunch or do something the following week. And we were each other's strength for a long time. And I have to say, going anywhere with Marilyn was a joy. Be it a restaurant or a shop or whatever it was, she can talk to anybody. She's just amazing, and she was so funny. She was just so good-humored and funny. And you always knew you were going to have a fun, positive time with Marilyn. Even the times I went with her to the doctor, she's in the waiting room talking to people. So that's her Marilyn. I think the hardest day of my life was the day I had to go to visit her when I knew she was leaving for Florida, and I felt it would be the last time I'd see her, and it was. Anyway, I loved her, miss her.
Amen. Thanks for sharing.